turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no darkness you shine.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry. I'm coming on right now because there's a Blog Talk audio problem. And I'm pretty sure it's Blog Talk. I see some others been checking out. And I wanted to get online here to see if if anybody can hear me right now. So if you can in chat, let me know. Otherwise, I have Rosemary and Michelle in chat right now. Guest disappeared probably means that that you're not hearing in chat. But if you do, let me know. And I'm going to do, if we cannot get this rectified, and it seems to be a Blog Talk-wide problem, then, and I just checked Jonathan Kleck's show. He's live right now, but there's no sound on his show either. And so, Michelle said maybe it's time for us to go. But I will discuss a couple of things. I want to... cover and I'm watching what's being put in chat right now, and I'm also considering, I'm going to play one more song here, and this is really appropriate, I think, if well, this could be it. We'll see. There's between the last couple of days and what he gave me today for the text box, which I'll explain in a minute, and the fact that we have no sound, at least live sound. So I am going to presume this is going into the archives. If the sound does not return, I've refreshed the studio page and so on, and then things don't seem to be working. So I'm going to deliver a message here, and then after the song, and then I am going to try to hang up and call back in. If I hang up, I have a suspicion that the Blog Talk server may think we're in record mode. And if I'm right about that and I hang up, the show may end. And I won't be able to call back in and reinitiate the show. But if I can, I will. But right now, while we're still on, at least probably in a record mode, let me bring on Mama Pat to see what she... Pat, hi, Pat. Can you hear anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the number 44 or 444 at least 6 or 7 times today right in my face.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. It's unreal. It's overkill.
Yeah.
It's overkill, Jerry. It's overkill.
I think in our case it's very meaningful. I saw something or two ago that gave me a clue as to what it could be. I saw
judgment.
Something that from somebody that inadvertently linked it to some of the experiences I've had early on here, and I don't want to.
That's too much.
I'm just saying. I don't want to go. Let me bring you up to date.
I just real quick. The last 2 weeks have been horrendous, and like just a while ago. And I have tears. He says, are you all right? He knows I've been going through so much, and all of us have. You know, it's for all of us. And it was so sweet how he just said, are you all right? Because I just had one thing after another, especially today. My daughter cut her finger real bad. I thought I might have had to run her to emergency, and she's on medication for this and that. And it's like all my buttons are being pushed, and it's like I'm trying to be patient. And all I go through the day is like, Jesus, I trust you. I've got you, or I'm going to lose my sanity, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's, he said that, you know, and I think real quick, I think I'm seeing these numbers because he's letting me know, like, I'm here, something's happening,
right.
This means something, don't forget this, no matter how crazy you're going through with stuff, I'm here, look at those numbers. I mean, 6 or 7 times a day, to the point I look at him like, what? I'll do a Paul Begley on him. Are you serious?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
I keep, I, I keep having experiences like that as well. And it's both encouraging and frustrating. It's like, okay.
Yes, it is.
And what are you talking about?
This is the seventh time, Lord. What is it? I mean, it's so in my face. When I'm not looking for it, bam, there it is.
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
Already, come.
Well, I want to, you know, I want to say that I'm... I am, how can I say this? Like I just said, I just want to reiterate, I saw something in the last week or two from, you know, a third-party source that caught my eye. It may have been something you forwarded to me, Pat. I'm not
probably
sure. I don't know. But, I don't want to go into it too much because...
Yeah.
Of the ramifications of it, but I can just tell you that it related to my early experience with RCC, mm-hmm. and it seemed really significant to me. So I'm not going to say more about it than that, but it was a very strong encouragement in many ways, So we'll see. I'm shuffling things around as I speak.
That's
here.
Okay.
I want to bring you up to date with what's happening here on the show, Pat.
Right.
And by that I mean that there's a problem with the audio and chat.
Okay.
And hold on.
What's that?
This will come to final things. So Judy apparently just signed into chat.
Yeah. Hi, Judy.
And but she's not there. She probably didn't have any sound and refreshed before she realized
nobody
had any sound. Okay, so nobody has any sound in chat. So she got herself on. But anyway, the thing is, Rosemary checked, and I did some checking, and other shows on Blog Talk are also having no audio or serious audio problems.
Wow.
So I have apparently what's going to be a short message, and I want to give the message that I do have here, and then hoping... that it might be a solution to the audio problems, I want to hang up and call back in, which in the live time is not normally a problem. However, if Blog Talk thinks we're in record mode when I hang up, the show's going to end. So, the computer deal. So what I want to do is kind of, first of all, I can ask you, Pat, if you have anything that you really wanted to share?
No, just
I'll
the
let you go first.
Four floors in my face, and like, you know, it's almost too much. I love it. Don't get me wrong, you know, but it's like, what do you say?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand. You know, it's too obvious. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's like, God's presence, like, just, like, in your face all the time. It's like, let up a little.
I can't think.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Well,
I love it. I love Jesus so much. I mean, I'm crazy nuts about him. But it's like, just with this number, it's like, and it's like he's looking at me, looking at my response, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
44.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to respond anymore. I'm getting so used to it. Like,
you know,
what are you
I think sometimes, sometimes somebody can walk in the room, say hello, and not expect a response. And I think that's what a lot of these things are. They are encouragement.
I'm
saying hi. I'm here.
It's very,
you know,
between
but,
the flashes
but,
of angels and the four floors. I'm set, kid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's letting me know, even though I'm suffering like a dog, you know,
yeah.
with everything. Oh, God help me. All I do is say, "I trust you. I am not gonna. I'm not gonna complain. I'm not whatever." Through tears, because I'm going through hell, you know, with some of this stuff. And it's like it's like a test, of how much I can stay with him without going off the deep end. It comes to that. It's hard, Jerry. It's hard. It's getting harder.
Yeah, it is.
And my friends online, they're all saying something's happening. Like, it's not just the weather in the world. It's on our personal life that we're getting stuff thrown at us.
Yep.
And it's getting harder and more testier. And I'm trying to prove to him, like, I can do this. I can take this. But I feel like spitting at something and banging a wall, you know. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I really want to prove to him I can go through this crap, for a better, for a nicer word, and still say I love you and be with you and everything.
Right.
But it's getting so hard. And when you're sick and tired and you can't, my breathing is bad again. It's like, you know, and then things are acting up here, and it's just the dog poops on the floor. And I mean, it's just all these things. It's
everything
just all these things. All at once.
Pat, everything... Oh. I cannot, I'm going to have to collect my thoughts, but I actually wanted to describe some things that have been going on here.
Yeah.
And not just with me, but with Judy and, and I'm going to try to, honestly, it wasn't even on my mind, but I want to take a short
somebody
time.
Help. Somebody help and give
that.
Encouragement. Tell us how to do this, Jerry.
Yeah.
Come on, Daddy talks to you.
Oh, there she is.
It's just really been hard for the last week or so, and I'm trying so hard to just hang on, you know, and be good and be kind and not slam things around a little bit to
get
my anger out, you know, because people were just pushing buttons. And anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm going to shut up.
Well, I do, and I don't know. A lot has gone on the last couple of days here.
Yes. Thank you.
What's going on around, and I mean personally, I couldn't care less about the headlines.
I mean,
George Soros is trying to talk the market down and all that.
I got enough stuff here. I got enough stuff here I got to deal with. I can't even think about the world. I pray for everybody. God knows I do. I cover everything and everyone with his precious blood and holy blood.
Right.
I don't know what else to
do.
There's nothing more powerful. That's my prayer. 3 seconds for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like I got to take care of the crap here, you know. Yeah. Sorry, Lord. I'm a strong person, and I'm spiritual. I mean, I know my strengths. I know my relationship with Christ, and it's like... It's like the buttons, and you're just being pushed to the corner. I don't know. But I have this dauntless something in me, this warrior, something in me that says, I'm going to get through this. I am not going to be a, you know, a witch with a bee about everything. I am going to get through this and love you anyway. And he said tonight, he said, are you all right? He says, I know you're going through a lot. Why am I going through a lot, Lord? Be nice and live some of it. But he's not. He's not. I know this lesson's being learned through all this, but it's like I'm tired of learning.
You know what? I don't think it's lessons, Pat. I think
I want to know what it
message.
Is.
We're,
oh
this is
God,
separation.
It's so hard.
This
hard.
Is separation. This is God.
Oh, what is?
We're experiencing things. People are experiencing things around us because the time for our departure is close, and
it's got to be Jerry.
Time,
it's got to be.
Yeah, it's. There's a lot going on, some of which I feel I can share around me, some of which I can't. Judy's having some really, really strong experiences. And I don't even know. My mind was kind of erased today when he gave me the words for the show. Let me just start trying to share here. By the way, Judy is in chat, and she can hear.
Oh,
so,
great. Hi, Judy. Love you.
That's progress for her.
Hi, baby.
And,
how you doing? Hang in there.
Rosemary could not. She is sick. She has a sore throat, and she...
Welcome to the club, sweetie.
She's sick, and her throat's swollen and what have you.
I'm sorry for my language,
so,
but it is. We've been so sick.
Yeah. And so let's see. Let me
go ahead. I'll shut up.
Let me see if I can figure out where to start here. Let me go back a couple of days. First of all, I want to make clear, I went back and listened to the archives of my daughter's singing the Christmas carols, and that was absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
The audio was terrible, and they sounded beautiful, but the audio was terrible. I think there's a chance I'm using a different service, and I have a different connection to the internet than I've done in the past, and I have the impression my audio is not as good, and that's entirely possible. So I'm going to see, we're going to be together over the weekend. I'm going to see if I can get them to record that. I'll load it in and play it when we have a chance, because everybody has various schedules right now.
Good.
Because that was, to say the very least, didn't do them justice, and it certainly wasn't
right.
what we intended. So, anyway. Now, the thing is, they were over here. They had planned to be over here that night, two nights ago. And I kind of egged them into doing that, but they were happy to do it.
Sure.
And but last night was a little bit different. And, you know, there's some stuff going on around us that we're having to deal with. And yesterday, I played that song at my door, which the Lord led me to play.
Yeah.
Now I already knew that they were going to get home at that time, but it was not planned.
Right.
And they came over. They got here, and literally when I was playing the song at my door, they were at my door saying hi and that they were here.
That was nice.
But the thing is, there was a lot more going on. The things that I described yesterday on the show are only part of it. I talked to Judy yesterday. She started texting me, and then we spoke later.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having a really huge day. She's having a lot of health challenges right now. Many different kinds.
Yeah.
She and the Lord, she said when 2016 actually came in, she said basically, you know, in her mind, she had lost kind of all her will to be here and do stuff. And it's all she can do to get herself up and go to work and all that. And
I hear her.
God told her yesterday that the reason you're having these health issues is because your body's falling apart because you have no desire at all to be here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then she recalled that letter she sent out via email, which I think is the longest email I've ever seen her send.
Exactly. Wow, Judy.
And if you are in our regular circle of communications, one of the things that was immediately obvious was that not only was it, I mean, a lot of times her responses to emails, if there is one word. Okay. And there are never any capitals. Okay. It's all lowercase. Well, she had all kinds of proper punctuation in that email she sent out. Lord really impressed upon her to do. Well, I know, but yeah, well, she laughs about that too. But but you know, Norm, for the last couple of years, that has not been the case.
No.
And, but now, even this was when her brother was over at her place and sharing all of his anointed, amazing experiences, and they were sharing, you know, back and forth about different things, God things. But the Lord really impressed upon her to write that email and send it out, and she really didn't know what she was doing, but now she's feeling like it was almost, somebody said, you know, that's almost like a goodbye email.
Yeah.
And I kind of had that thought ran through the back of my head, too, but I noticed correct punctuation in capital letters.
Yeah.
And because that told me it was an extreme, that was like a miracle. And
yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
And anyway, she had some very strong knowings. She had a powerful experience with her sister, which, you know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And there was so much going on just yesterday in that one day. Very, very powerful. All kinds of extraordinary things. Now, the reason the girls came home unexpectedly was because of an exchange, a very serious exchange in a situation that we've been working with, through and with, that caused them to change their plans. And that's something that I've been involved with too. And God is completely in it for everyone. However, it's a very serious challenge. And the thing is, Judy's had a couple of private words of knowledge about this that she shared with me, and we don't know, we don't have exact clues, and we don't have a clue that's any more exact than our date sets or anything else, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
All of a sudden here tonight, and you'll understand why I'm taking this a little more seriously when I mention one or two other things, but all of a sudden here tonight, the circumstances pretty much duplicate exactly the word of knowledge that she's had about some of these circumstances. But that doesn't mean it could only be tonight. It could be other nights. But all of a sudden, and then here we go on to start the show, and Cleck's got no sound, and we have no sound, and so on and so forth. It's a challenge. So, I think that there's a lot very much is going on. I can't explain it all to you right now because it involves other people who wouldn't want me talking about it. But I can tell
you.
I can tell you it's just all the experiences that we're having, it's screaming a departure. Okay, so without babbling on about incoherent details, let me tell you about where we're at right now. It's the 8th of January.
Yeah.
And I didn't consider this at all today until I logged on and started the show, or just before I started the show, but after I scheduled it. But remember, I had a vision that we have interpreted a couple of different ways over time, but I was given a vision. I was really seeking the Lord at the end of last year. Well, no, the end of the year before last, end of 2014. About what his timing was and what have you. He gave me a series of visions that went together, a set of three. And in that set of three, they were all over the calendar page. And one of them, what I'm trying to get to is my meat cleaver dream or vision. And what happened in that was I was shown the page of a calendar. At that time, we were either in late December or the very earliest days of January. And what I saw was a page of a calendar and the numbers of sort of the first week or the second week, and they went, you know, across the page, you know, 7, 8, 9. And a meat cleaver came down on the line between the 8 and the 9. And when the meat cleaver came down, what happened was everything after the 8th, including the 9th, turned black and faded to nothing. In other words, it became less than black. It wasn't just black. It was faded to nothing. And this, everything after that, and it was, it appeared that it was even more days than beyond the end of January. And this is my original understanding of that vision. I applied it to January, the month of January, because this seemed to be the time frame we were looking at. And I know we've had so many, you know, it's ironic because I was just sitting there this evening having dinner and thinking, we were watching an old movie of one that was fun. And I was thinking, you know, we've had so many signs and so many clues. And some of those clues turned into the Elijah pattern when at the time we got them, we had no idea our date sets were fulfilling a pattern like that. Mm-hmm. And those, they didn't just come through one person. They came through countless people. And, well, maybe not countless, but many people. And five or six at least. And I was just thinking this evening, I was thinking, you know, maybe that's the answer for these other date sets we've had, is that they're fulfilling another pattern that we don't know about yet. But they will be knitted together in a pattern that becomes meaningful. Well, so just tonight, I went to schedule this show, and the Lord, oftentimes I'll just ask him, you know, if he has a scripture or anything he wants me to put in there, in the text box for the title of the show. And he said, no, I have a phrase.
Oh.
And then he said, don't schedule it yet. So I didn't. And then I let a couple hours pass. This is earlier this evening, this afternoon really. And so I let some time pass, and it's like, okay. And I said, should I schedule it now? I said, yeah, it's time to schedule the show. So I opened it. I opened up the page, and I said, okay, you know, scripture. And he said, no. He said, I'll give you a phrase. And I said, okay, what phrase? And he sort of said, wait a minute. And so I paused. I went on to something else. I was multitasking, and I went on to something else, and I came back.
Oh, Jesus.
And when I did, this is what he said to me. He said, I will come and define all things. It is in my reflection. It is in my reflection that all things will be judged. And I said, well, how do you want me to sign that? And he said, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep. Sounds good.
And then I said, okay, so do you have a scripture? And his response to my inquiry about a scripture a second time was, I am the Word.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm like, whoa. So he didn't want just one verse. He wanted to emphasize that the power of what he was saying here, let me repeat it. This is a direct quote, very clearly from him. I will come and define all things. It is in my reflection that all things will be judged. And that is the message he gave me today.
Yeah,
the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was exactly how he wanted me to put it down.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that there was great power in that, and I was taken aback a little bit because it's one of the more, you know, it's noticeable, okay? What do you want to say?
Right.
And I pondered that for a little bit, and then immediately I realized, well, not immediately, but very quickly I realized that there is hidden meaning in this word reflection.
Hmm.
everything about occult symbolism, all the logos we see on clothing and almost everything else now is half and half. If you want a deep understanding of all this, you can go to Jonathan Gleck's channel, Before the Fire. His ministry has been about exposing all of this and describing it and giving meaning to it, and, you know, disclosing the meaning of all these things, the triangles and the half and half symbols and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the prominent features of the occult symbolism of the people who do government structures, who are in the secret societies, and even the satanic, one of the satanic mottos is as above, so below. In occult symbolism, there is the black and the white, above and below. How many of our government structures and other structures around the world are depicted in art or in reality through through landscaping in a reflecting pond? So you, for example, if you go to the Washington Monument, I think it's the monument, whatever. Anyway, you go to Washington and you see structures reflected in the reflecting pool. So you see them right side up and upside down.
Yeah.
And we sort of interpreted that as good and bad, that and come to understand that this world is upside down. So if we are upside down relative to the world, that's a good thing. And I'm not saying that's wrong at all, but I feel like this is giving a further thing, because the spirit behind the occult, behind the satanic, behind the black and white, behind the reverse image, the half and half, and all these symbolic things that have crept into our culture, knows that judgment is coming. And now I'm going to read this again. I will come and define all things. It is in my reflection that all things will be judged.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
So it's not just about above and below, or black and white. It's about how your reflection compares to Christ.
Yeah. Funky.
And we want to specifically consider the heart of Christ, the heart of God.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is your heart that's going to be measured.
Yeah, their love.
I don't want to take it any farther than that. Because, right. In fact, I want to reemphasize this word from him and let it stand, because it's the kind of thing that will have meaning, different meanings, or will touch different people different ways. So let me say one more time, and this will be the last I say about this. His word was, I will come and define all things. It is in my reflection that all things will be judged, Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said,
beautiful.
I am the word. He's the complete word. He is not just one verse here, one verse there, one denomination, another denomination. He's everything, and that's why he said, I am the word. I am the totality of it, is what he meant.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
In that context, I am now noting that it's the 8th before the 9th. There's particular stuff going on around me. There's stuff going on with Judy. There's stuff going on around you. Remember, her brother was literally and truly miraculously healed. He shared some stories with her about even before he was completely well, he healed a guy, prayed over a guy, and healed him in jail before he was even really sort of fixed in his head. He was doing things, and God is using him and gave him now true clarity. And Judy's had all kinds of weird stuff going on, and quite frankly, there's a lot of it going around everywhere. We see a sense of it in the world, but I'm telling you, what we're experiencing directly in our own lives is a message that is not polluted by media filters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. I don't know if we're going tonight. This is one of the few times in months that I have been motivated to even mention the word tonight as in going. But I have to tell you, this is we are really, really, we're really close.
Really,
we're really close. Yeah.
You know, a thought went through me. I'm going through all this stuff. Like, it's just, I said, like, what did somebody do? Turn on a switch? Because I'm just being slaughtered. And I said, you know, I bet we're leaving, like, really, really soon, because, and the enemy's getting in his last licks, you know, just to punish you or push you around or get you crazy or just, like, you're going to go, well, I'm going to just give you one more push, one more, you know, kick in the ribs or so. That's what I thought that went through me. I thought, well, that's nuts, you know. I don't know. You know, because he'll use other people to really try to get to you, you know, and push your buttons and just motivate them to make you a little crazy, you know. And then when you're sick and tired and stuff on top of that, and you got to deal with that and still prove to the Lord, like, I'm still here with you. It's hard.
Right.
But we're all going.
Rain is in chat. She can hear, by the way. I just want to say hi.
Hi,
Rain.
Guys. I love you.
So.
But I thought that. I thought that yesterday. I said, you know, this is insane. I've never had so much stuff all at once. Like, what is this? And then all these numbers in my face, you know, like, one extreme to the other. And then you're giving that reading tonight and the dream and the axe and... Yeah, we're going. We gotta be going.
Yeah.
There's nothing else here. Can't send your kids anywhere. You go out, you're going to get beheaded. You know, everybody wants to kill us. I mean, there's no world to live in anymore. And a loving father would take his children out of the chaos and the cesspool, you know? That's my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way to live. You can't live in this world anymore. You can't live in this world anymore and be a Christian and follow Christian principles and raise your kids right.
Well, the squeeze
it's
is
gone.
On, but, you know, but
oh,
we
yeah.
are here.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a preservation. Also, I want to mention, Judy and I both felt, Judy spoke with Tana about that gas leak.
Oh, yeah.
And when she, privately, and she told me last night afterwards that she really felt that there was a strong anointing in what Tana was saying about God's provision for her in that. And and I told her that when Tana called in last night and sort of gave her testimony about that gas leak, that I felt that Tana sounded almost different. She had a lot of, I don't know, there was just, there was a lot of power in what she was saying, and a major uplifting spirit contained in that. And Tana's always positive, but there was something different last night. And so there's oh, by the way, Judy got a very strong impression that is a false flag, that the whole reason for that gas leak and all the news about it. Is about clearing out that Porter Ranch area, and apparently it's where they want to put a bunch of soldiers, maybe Chinese soldiers. I think is what she was given the impression.
Oh my
but,
goodness!
The whole thing is a false flag that they are using to evacuate people, to clear out the area. That's on top of a very tall hill.
But Jerry, and Jerry, you know what
so
the latest news
probably
is? You know what the latest news is? Governor Brown said a state of emergency, and they can't fix it.
Well,
they
but this is
can't
this is
fix it.
Yeah.
That's
well, this is part of clearing people off of that property, and they have they moved very, very quickly to start paying people to relocate. And, how many
weird
disasters and things have there been since, you know, the 1970s where people were moved out because of safety concerns. And I have never seen them be able to actually process money and put it into the hands of people to move out
so fast.
In less than several months. Usually it takes years for them to be compensated. They did this in less than a month after the discussion became public.
Can't trust anything anymore. Can't trust
and
anything
so
anymore.
Judy had a knowing that this is a false flag, and the purpose is to clear the property out so that the property can be occupied by soldiers, possibly Chinese soldiers, patrol soldiers from somewhere. And it is part of the New World sort of martial law thing.
Oh,
and considered a Jade Helm type operation.
And now they said they can't fix it.
She had a strong knowing. Well, yeah, eventually there's
a fix. I'm just
for
telling you. I'm just reporting. You can decide.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, anyway, you know, it's not the first time that thing has leaked.
Sorry.
It has leaked several times. And they are saying that it's different this time. But all I'm saying is that was the word Judy got. And I would.
Yeah.
I would take that seriously. So that's really what I have. I don't really want to add too much because the power of what he gave me today, the definitiveness of it, and the things that are going on, I really think there's a strong
we're out of here.
Thing going on here. So I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to, while I do that, I'm going to hang up and try to call back in, although it may be too late. Well, Raina has sound, so maybe I shouldn't do that.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
But honestly, that's mostly what I have to say. If Judy's throat gets better, she can give you much more detail about what's going on with her. But she was offered another full-time job, which she doesn't want to take, and she's been having health challenges. She's been really, really challenged lately. Lots of serious physical issues, and it goes right along with everything that's going on around me, and I can't, I just don't feel like I should share it in too much specifics because it involves
that's
people who don't want me talking about it. But it lets a very strong personal and spiritual battle going on near us. And God has directed us into it, directed us through it. There's been a lot of miraculous stuff. He is intimately, and I know he would not have sort of drawn us in if he didn't want to use us in a positive results. So,
I have to believe
it's
that.
It's amazing.
Or go nuts.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. It's very challenging.
Yes, it is.
Consider it a deliverance mission, and by God, not by us.
Yeah.
Not by us, but by God. And,
We have actually
mostly been along for the ride on this deal rather than we're certainly not directing it because I can tell you in my case that if it had not been, if I had been making my own choices in this thing, at the human level, I would have done things entirely differently because it would have been much easier for me. that's not what we were called into. So here we are.
Oh dear God, have mercy.
No, Raina says she was.
Help us.
Raina's saying, if you want to close, it's okay with me. She says everybody's in this spiritual battle, and she said she was sick for 3 days. And thanks, Raina. It's going on right now. I mean, this is a big throwdown. Before I close out, I want to do one other calculation here. It's part of what I was working on. 1, 4. No, not that. Sorry.
Did you say 4?
I said 1, 4.
What? if I hear that number
that's
four.
That's it, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, dear
yeah.
God.
And let's see. I'm trying to get myself organized here. 2016. Well,
I'm sorry.
Interesting. I am going to have to spend a little time on this, but I do believe there could be something to it. I can't really talk about it right now. But anyway, I don't know. You know, we've had so many times when we thought we might go, and I don't know something, but there's something really significant about the last 3 days. And here's the other thing. Two nights ago, when I was having a discussion with my oldest daughter, and out of nowhere, I heard what sounded like three knocks on the door. Not really the door of the house.
Right.
Not really the door of the house in this case. In this case, it was like three knocks, you know, three knocks on wood or whatever, if you will. And that it was just, but it was three very distinct, in not super fast, but, you know, fairly rapid to succession. And it was not, it wasn't anything, I'm not sure how to say this. Anyway, it just like knock, knock, knock. And I'm not even sure, I don't think my daughter heard it, but I heard it clearly. And it was, they weren't random, okay? And it happened at a time, we were talking till pretty late, and it became the distraction that caused us to end our discussion.
Wow.
And she went to bed. But but I know it was real, you know, in terms of, I know I was meant to hear it. So I heard knock, knock, knock. So that if that night was one knock and last night is a second knock, tonight could be the third knock. And so that would be 6, 7, 8. So I don't know. We will see.
Right.
I just know that we are in extremely significant days here.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
And every day it seems more like it, and I don't mean in the normal rapture centric way. I mean something far beyond our normal experiences. So I wanted to share that, and that's
good.
Pretty much what I had. I don't see Ann Raina is saying she's praying for a cure. She did not go to the hospital, so we'll pray for Raina right now.
Yes, Raina.
Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we thank you for meeting us in Raina's condition that her relief is coming quickly and fully, and we trust you for that. We trust you for all our reliefs, and at the moment, I bring that up because we all seem to be having things at the same time. And we know you're in it with us. You're intimately in it with us. And you've led us through all these things, and we trust you to lead us through and out of this and anything to come. So we trust you and we thank you, Father. We thank you for meeting Raina and her needs and everyone else, RCC, our Rapture-Centric Church. And we thank you for your provision of this church and our fellowship and your provision for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
No, okay. She said she's okay now, but thanks for prayers. Well, anyway, whatever. It is, I think it's time. You know what? I'm going to leave this out with a song and a sound bite. Love you all. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, you too. Okay, guys. Mm-hmm. Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Good night.
Good night, guys. Love y'all.